Greetings. This is DJ Brownbag, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. This is Brownbag Culture. Let's get into it.
I am very irresistible.
Nigga made $1 billion writing a couple hooks. Nigga playing with me.
Yes. 95. Service to downtown and Bart Street.
Hey, Buster, turn on the ventilation.
Shit. Route 195, service to downtown Boone Park Street.
Are we going to rain every day? Going to rain every day?
No.
You on the AC, right?
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. You don't need to open the window. I turn the AC on. Yo.
Yo, sir.
I turn the AC on.
Love me. You want to love me. want to love me. You know you want to love me. You desire to love me. You are honest to me. Every time you speak honestly to me. You tell me the truth. Every time you speak to me, you're telling me the truth. You cannot resist telling me the truth. Even when it's uncomfortable for you to tell me the truth, you would tell me the truth. You would tell me the truth. Even when it's embarrassing to you, you would tell me the truth. You would tell me the truth. Even when it's incriminating, you would tell me the truth. I am a strong magnet, and I willfully attract honest people into my reality. I am a strong magnet, and I willfully attract beings in my sphere of reality who cannot resist me. I am a strong magnet, and I willfully attract beings into my sphere of reality who cannot, who will not, who shall not resist me. I am a strong magnet, and I willfully attract beings into my sphere of reality who will not resist me, who cannot resist me, who shall not resist me. I am a strong magnet, and I willfully attract into my sphere of reality beings who love me, beings who trust me, beings who are faithful, beings who are loving, beings who are honest, beings who are caring, beings who are happy, beings who are joyful, beings who are complete, beings who are friendly, beings who are loving, beings who are caring, beings who are kind, beings who are gentle. I am a strong magnet, and I willfully attract you to my sphere of reality. Beings who love me, beings who desire to be around me, because I am irresistible, and you cannot resist me. You will not resist me. You do not want to resist me. You want to love me. You want to care for me. You want to be there for me. You want to trust me. You want me to trust you. You want to be loyal to me. You want to be around me. You enjoy my company. You want to, you respect me. You trust me. You respect me. You love me. You understand me. You overstand me. You understand me. You understand me. You totally get me. You absolutely get where I'm coming from. You enjoy my conversations. You love my physical appearance. You are attracted by me. You are attracted by my physical stature. You are attracted by my intellect and mysticism. You love me. You want to love me. You will always love me. You want to support 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 me. You want to love me. You want to trust me. You want to be there for me. You want to care for me. You want me to be there for you. You want me to care for you. You enjoy my company. You enjoy being in the company and the presence of who I am. You love me for me. You love me for me. You love me for me. I am a strong magnet, and I willfully attract into the sphere of my reality beings who love me for me, beings who are happy, beings who are complete, beings who are honest, beings who are trustworthy, beings who respect themselves, beings who love themselves, beings who are complete with themselves, beings who are honest with themselves, beings who are intelligent, beings who are faithful, beings who are loving, beings who are trustworthy, beings who are noble. I am noble. and that's what you love about me. I am honest, and that's what you love about me. I am respectful, and that's what you love about me. I am honorable, and that's what you love about me. And because I am all that I am, you are all that you are, and you bring to the table the qualities that are like mine, and we eat together in harmony because I am irresistible. I cannot be resisted. You cannot tell me no. You cannot say no to me. You do not want to say no to me. You want to say yes to me. You want to give me everything that I ask for. You want to do everything that I ask you to do for me. You want to love me. You want to trust me. My words are very wise. My company is very safe. You enjoy me. You will listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. You love me. You trust me. You love me. Are you listening to the words that are coming out of my mouth?
They're not. No, don't do. They won't be able to hear
that. You have to actually
speak. Don't speak. Yes, I'm speaking. You should ask if anyone's up.
And tell me
if anyone's in the room.
Anybody up?
Are you whispering?
They're not funny
enough. Oh my god! Oh my god! I hear you! We know you're not funny enough.
The root chakra deals with your ability to manifest. It deals with grounding, stability. It deals with willpower. Believe it or not, it deals with your ability to manifest. So I'm gonna bring this board. This is a vortex, all right? If you put all of your planets together, this represents the Elohim. This is a planetary alignment. These are all of the planets coming into conjunction with each other. All right, so when you go like this, this creates a vortex of energy. And this thing represents Jupiter. You know what I'm saying? This thing is better. This is a Jupiter thing. This thing is the middle finger represents your merit finger represents yourself, and your middle finger represents mercy. So when you wrap all of your fingers together with your thumb, right, so with your middle finger, because you're creating a vortex of this. All right, and you're going to step like this, a little like this, and that I go like this, that's because they want to tap themselves. So what good is it to have a chakra if you don't even know how to use it? You know what I'm saying? So Bring your fingers together like this. Clap your hands right to get the electricity pulsing between both of your feet. From the place Placing together like this. You're going to be able to feel the energy.
In any organization, the man at the top must bear the responsibility. That responsibility, therefore, belongs here, in this office. I accept it, and I pledge to you tonight, from this office, that I will do everything in my power to ensure that the guilty are brought to justice and that such abuses are purged from our political processes in the years to come, long after I have left this office. Some people, quite properly appalled at the abuses that occurred, will say that Watergate demonstrates the bankruptcy of the American political system. I believe precisely the opposite is true. Watergate represented a series of illegal acts and bad judgments by a number of individuals. It was the system that has brought the facts to light and that will bring those guilty to justice, a system that in this case has included a determined grand jury, honest prosecutors, a courageous judge, John Sirica, and a vigorous free press.
One nigga got that nigga up out of this, thank God. Yeah, I had to fight some nigga in the bathroom, no homo, we slipping on semen. We niggas jerking off in the bathroom, nigga. Me, we got that nigga up out of there, all that shit. You know, this is parts of the story that I don't like to...
Tim announced that the Antelope Cafe has closed again. Apparently the reason is, although Peggy Sue Tucker thought she was negotiating with Budget Finance in good faith for a long-term lease, they not only refused to guarantee the lease for longer than 1 month at a time, but also refused to sell when she tendered a full price offer, stating that they were going to wait and see if the value of the property might come up more. The building has been cleared out, and the water was turned off on Sunday, September 7th, as Peggy Sue had replaced the old water pipes with PEX lines that don't freeze and break. It will not be necessary to drain the lines for winter.
I don't know, man, just boy. Changes. Well, it's like, do you know, I don't know, something about the children, do you know? You know, it's just, I can't really explain it, but it's all good though. The kids, how many kids do I have? Well, all the kids in the world is mine, so I can't count how many kids I've got. All the children in the universe is mine, everywhere, do you know what I mean? But it's just, hey, the kids love brown bag, do you know what I mean? Every time they see brown bag, they smile, do you know what I mean? And that's automatically made brown bag smile, do you know what I mean? Make me want to get on my knees and play Lego blocks with them and everything, so it's all good. I see it like this. It's a new world order, do you know what I mean? And one must adapt to that, you know. Or the penalty is the penalty, for real. I mean, I'm trying my best to adapt to all things, you know what I mean. It ain't nothing like, yeah, it's new, word. And I advise that for anybody, do you know? Control your emotions, you know. Because it causes a lot of off balance and things are not supposed to be always balanced, so it can spin, you know what I mean. And I don't know, man, I just say that, man, word. But if anybody ever need my thoughts, y'all know how to catch me. What's my 1 to 900 line? Well, next time when I come on, y'all see my 900 line. Just go look in the Wu-Tang album cover, you will see my 1 to 900 line. Call me up, I will change the message too, so we can conversate more. Children, I love y'all, alright? Keep your head up.
You two, you're patting each other, that's cheating. You couldn't keep your hands off her, could you? Yeah. Hey, I don't blame you. She's a cutie. Hey, guys. That pat on the back right there is for saving the world. World. I'm looking at young minds right now. You guys are all intelligent. I know that you did. I didn't do that. You especially. Very smart. The machine that keeps the world going. Okay. I'd like to start this talk off with a parable, a story, if you will. I was at a college, a second tier, not an Ivy League school, second choice school. And I was in a class, and there was a student in the class, okay? The teacher was spouting some horrible nonsense about how, something about how women's rights are not legitimate, something that everybody knew was false. But if anybody had spoken up, he would have taken extreme joy in failing. One person raised his voice. One person started talking. The teacher couldn't believe it. The classroom couldn't believe it either. But in the end, he had logic on his side. And at the end of the day, he proved his point. That student was Albert Einstein. And that same sense of... And that same sense of childlike play and innocence that we know from Albert Einstein, I can sense it in this room today. TEDx, Drexel University, Next X. So you gotta be thinking to yourselves right now, who's this 22-year-old kid up on stage with a chip on his shoulder and his heart on his sleeve and the world in his eyes? Well, that's a tough question, asking somebody to define who they are. I much prefer to ask, what inspires that person? What inspires you? What inspires you? What inspires you? I want an answer. What inspires you? You better find something, man. Don't worry about it. Possibilities. What inspires me is teaching African refugees how to program JavaScript. What inspires me is finding out how to use maglev trains to get resources to the moon. These are the challenges that tomorrow's going to face. Okay? How are we going to get clean drinking water to 2 billion Chinese people? You got an answer? Get inspired. I'll be picking on you. The second thing that inspires me are ideas. Ideas are amazing. Ideas are like currency. Ideas are what drives the world. Ideas are what we need to get to the next stage.
And not just great inventions like the train, little things like this microphone that enables me to speak to the unwashed masses. TED Talks. TED Talks are another great idea. Where would we be right now? And we have to talk about it because great ideas don't come in all shapes and sizes. 9/11, September 11th. We're going to use reverence here, not be silly about this, but look at what they accomplished. No weapons. Just 11 guys who didn't even speak English. And that proves that sometimes great ideas are actually horrible ideas. So, I'm Sam Hyde. I'm an important thinker. I'm a creator, innovator, artist, idea. But above all else, I'm a passionate, childlike innovator. I've been all around the globe. I've been all around the globe working on cutting-edge projects of all kinds. And I'm really asking one question. With all this great technology, we've got 7 billion people in the world. And according to UN projections, it's going to reach 50 billion people. That's a lot of mouths to feed. And I don't think they're going to be able to feed themselves. So we better start coming up with some robots to bridge that gap. The West is a sick addition to fossil fuel. It's going to make this planet uninhabitable for future generations. You know what I'm talking about if you've seen the movie, and it's the truth. It's essentially what's going on is we're too selfish and we're driving our cars too much. And that's getting nature out of the picture. Now, we looked at the data. And what we found surprised us. What we found was that culture is a sewer. You've got lewd media. You've got some nasty bedroom things on TV. And they're sexualizing young girls, and it's getting to the point where even I have a problem with it. And that it shouldn't be that way. Folks, we're all world citizens. We're all world citizens. There we go. We're all world citizens living together. One social contract, one economic future. We're all tied together. There's no more individual difference, just the hive. We have to stick together. Now, studies show that we work hard. It's true. Everybody in this room is a hard worker. You're a hard worker. You're a hard worker. You're a hard worker. I know you're here. Okay? But studies show that we don't play hard enough. We gotta play harder. It's because it's that sense of childlike playing. Yeah, that's going to save us in the end. Albert Einstein. But hunger, poverty. Okay, we're on this one. Can you control the slides? Get on the right slide. Go ahead. It's fine. There we go. Trash economy. Go back. I was in Rwanda. I was with a little startup you may have heard of, Tesla. Okay? Elon Musk was there, team of innovators, artists, creators, ideas, thinkers. We were there. And we were giving iPads to this village of Africans. And it was so freaky because, they're so intuitive. You just dip, swipe it, and it works. But this gave them 2-hour tutorials. They couldn't figure out how to use the freaky things. The problem is us. The people in this room right now, the solution is us. The problem is greedy corporations. We do things that matter. New York Times. By my calculations, we have 5 years until the world ends. Unless we can start to reverse things like pollution and war. Pollution. War. These are big problems.
I put my matter in my vault being of a celestial color, and so continuing him in his chamber hermetically sealed and warmed with our first degree of heat on August 16. It was swollen higher, about 1/8 inch, having a pellicular like that which is about embryo of it. pale color mixed a little with yellow and red like the corona about. The argent wet. Within the membrane was 17 little ampullae simpering, like butter over a small fear, and the membrane had bright azure. Veins here and there like those of a bladder. This membrane seemed to enclose the mat around.
Tap, tap. My name is Lord Yukidio, so I want to welcome you back to 13 Cosmic Law Astrology and the University of Cosmic Mysteries and Light for some more light codes. Basically, right, if you want to tap into your genius gene, then you have to start listening to classical music. That's how you tap into your genius gene. You have to listen to classical music while you're reading. You have to listen to classical music while you're exercising. Listen, exercise is very important. It's a reason why you need to get some earbuds. You need to get you a Walkman or a CD player. And you need to start jogging every day. Jog listening to classical music, or jog listening to a CD that's full of affirmations. Because if you're jogging and you're listening to a confidence affirmation CD, I am confident, I am beautiful, I am intelligent, I am a genius, I am healthy, I am worthy. You listening to that while you're jogging, exercise rewires your brain. That's why you see people exercising. You're not fat, listen, you're not fat because of the food that you eat. You're fat because of the company that you keep. That's why you fat. It has nothing to do with the food that you eat, because you got people who can eat the same amount of food or overeat you and never get fat. You're fat because it's biological. It's biological. That's why you fat. The company that you're keeping is keeping you fat. You got to get away from the company and get into the company of somebody else. Listen, Weight Watchers, all of them, the big esoteric secret behind all of that shit is that you can eat everything that you eat. You gotta change your environment. Change the cafes. Change the delis. Change the stores that you shop at. And then change where you hang out at. That's the whole key. Getting you in an environment of people who's working out. That's the key. Just to get you in an environment. Going to the gym. Just to get you in that environment. You will start losing weight just going to the gym. Why do you think fat people get jobs at the gym? They starting to get jobs at the gym. And then after they get the job at the gym, they start losing weight. Still eating the same shit, but they're losing weight. Why? Because they're in a biological company of people who are actually exercising. It's not what you eat or how much you eat. It's the company that you keep that's keeping you fat. Association brings about similarities. If you associate with people who excessively use profanity and sag their pants, then eventually you're going to start excessively using profanity and sagging their pants. If you associate with rich people, you're going to be rich. You're going to think rich. You're going to become rich. If you associate with fat people, lazy people and shit like that, you're going to be fat and lazy. Association brings about similarities. You associate with people who do drugs, you're going to do drugs. So listen, you find that when you change your company and you start hanging out with other people, that you lose the weight automatically and you still eating the same shit. But you just losing the weight. It's not what you eat. It's not how you eat what you eat. It's not how much you eat what you eat. It's the company that you keep that's keeping you fat. Same shit. If you want to come into your genius gene, listen, everyone who is a genius does the same thing. They relatively do the same things. They're real big on omega. They're real big on omega-3s. Omega-9, omega-3. They're real big on blue-green algae. You need to get those supplements, blue-green algae, omega-3 fatty acids, fish oil. You need to get that shit. Maca root. You need to get those supplements. Start listening to classical music. Why? Because when you start listening to classical music, it unlocks other dimensions in your brain. That's the reason why rich people and genius people listen to classical music. It has nothing to do with just, oh, I just want to be different. It stimulates the mind. It stimulates neural systems. The systems in your cognitive system. It stimulates your mind. You have to start listening to classical music. Listen,
people who are rich, genius, they relatively do the same things. They think fast, they speak fast, and they act fast right now. My teacher said that we have to think fast, speak fast, and move fast right down to the modern day times. Right now, we have to start thinking fast, speaking fast, and moving fast. That's what accelerates you. That accelerates your mind. As your mind starts thinking more, you become more of a genius. You start memorizing things more. Your muscle memory becomes more strong, more effective, more rapid. You're able to regurgitate information way faster. You move fast, you think fast, you speak fast, right down to the modern day times. That's how you tap into your genius gene. Listening to Beethoven, listening to different classical music, that's how you tap into your genius gene. And you stimulate it with fatty acids, amino acids. Stimulated with maca root, blue-green algae, you know what I'm saying? Omega-3s.
Order your free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org today. Did you know you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. And to start off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to PETA website link. Then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's Vegetarian and Vegan Starter Kit, or view online version that's posted here. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from the people of the ethical treatment of animals and your tomato, mushrooms, and onion loving friends here at the WMFO.
People how I think by what I do. It is not as much what I say as what I do that counts, and they look at what I do and they try to do it also, and sometimes they are made weak by the parents and cannot stand up. But is that my fault? Is it my fault that your children do what they do? No. We're all our own prisons, we are each all our own wardens, and we do our own time. I can't judge anyone else. What other people do is not really my affair unless they approach me with it. Prisons in your mind. Can't you see I'm free?
Heading down south,
I can't begin to
know. The land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina, staring up the road, and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking my bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hopping for a relay. I can see my baby tonight. Southbound train. Shh. Shh.
situation that that happened.
Yeah.
Oh, you are.
Running from the cold up in New England. I was born to be a fiddler in an old-time string band. Despacito. Despacito. Burrito.
That's how you get your shit together. That's how you get yourself together. And another thing I wanted to share with you, because I gave you some esoteric secrets on the Me Composition book. Did you see that? I gave you some esoteric knowledge on the Me Composition books. I told you that you are a Me Composition book. You are a Me Composition book. You were a thought. Your physical composition was thought of before you even came here. Your physical composition was thought of before you even came here. That's why thoughts are physical. When you write something down in the composition book, listen, it's gonna come to pass. Thoughts are physical. I start recently writing down sentences. That's why when you in school, when you do something out of line in school, at an early age, they make you write sentences. They might be, I will not such and such and such. I will not such and such and such. You using the seven I's. The seven I's is how you manifest things. I can, I will, I do, I feel, I see, I think, I know. I am. Those seven eyes. That's how you instantly meditate.
According to all known laws of aviation, there is no way a bee should be able to fly. Its wings are too small to get its fat little body off the ground. The bee, of course, flies anyway, because bees don't care what humans think is possible. Yellow, black, yellow, black, yellow, black, yellow, black. Ooh, black and yellow. Let's shake it up a little.
Yes, yes, yes. Just in time for our story, an epic detective adventure, Sherlock Holmes, the greatest. Oh, let's do Romeo and Juliet instead. Yeah, we've already done it. Hey, I know Game of Gnomes, or the Gnome Ranger, No, we're doing this. Sherlock Holmes, the greatest detective of all time. And ours will be the best ever because Sherlock is a... Let's do the Twilight No. Or Spider-Man. No.
Going to the funeral?
Or Indian.
No. No. I'm not going.
No.
Everybody knows.
Because our
sting someone, you
is
die.
A garden gnome. He's a garden gnome, okay? Oh,
wasted
well,
it on
why
a squirrel.
Didn't you just say that?
Such a hothead.
Prepare for a tale of suspense, intrigue, and mystery. Ooh, mystery. Prepare for Sherlock Gnomes. Ta da! Here I am. Your favorite evil pie mascot. Though I said evil, I do cry at sad times. I'm very complex. Don't try and get me, Shirley. Could I call you that?
Sharkorpion. Ice Wave. Tombstone. Whiplash. Bronco.
Shark Boy was not always half shark, half boy. He was a marine biologist, or at least in training. His father studied great white sharks and called his son. Because of how much he loved to care for the sharks, he made them sushi and had given them all names. Goodman, Peggy, Eggbat, and Cracked. But one day, an incredible, mysterious storm appeared.
On this beautiful day, there won't be anything quite like it again.
It swept away the entire laboratory. Shark Boy. Thanks to their life rafts, Shark Boy and his father survived, but they survived on different sides of the
tornado, 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 tornado.
Welcome to prehistoric times.
Woo! I know this is extremely confusing, but we're all very much alive.
Look out!
Where are we? Welcome to Merlin's castle.
Sharknado!
Good luck with that.
Sharks are pretty weird, right? Like, on one hand, they're really sharks. They live outside of fish society and hunt for meat, kinda like a real shark would. And when the shark dad is talking to his closet vegetarian son, he implies that poor sharks, eating fish is just part of the deal, the natural order.
You see something, they'll let you eat, period.
Thanks.
That's what sharks do.
But on the other hand, sharks are very clearly framed as a part of the society in this movie. They're the mob, and they're part of a pretty intricate commercial hierarchy. They're on top, they boss around the blowfish boss around the jellyfish, and the jellyfish boss around a bunch of smaller fish, our protagonists included. In addition to predating on fish, sharks benefit from them financially. That's kinda interesting, I think. For these sharks, the underlings of this culture are always in a state of interpretation and reinterpretation. There's this shrimp sitting on a shark's plate for dinner. In one context, that shrimp could have been a person, a laborer. He could have easily worked at the whale wash or at a factory or whatever. But in this context, the shrimp is plain out an object to consume. He's gonna get eaten. And what's interesting is that no matter what the shrimp's identity is, person or food, he never has any control over it. What the shrimp is determined by whatever the sharks want him to be. But wait, is this really what the movie is about?
Just boy. Changes. Well, it's like, you know, I don't know something about the children, you know. You know, it's just, I can't really explain it, but it's all good though. The kids, how many kids do I have? Well, all the kids in the world is mine, so I can't count how many kids I've got. All the children in the universe is mine everywhere, you know what I mean. But it's just, hey, the kids love brown bag, you know what I mean. Every time they see brown bag, they smile, you know what I mean. And that's automatically made brown bag smile, you know what I mean. Make me want to get on my knees and play Lego blocks with them and everything, so it's all good. I see it like this. It's a new world order, you know what I mean.
Thank you. Yeah, young nigga having this money and shit, y'all talking about? Yeah, for real. Brown, paper, bags, cash. Smashing your hoe on the low and she calling me dash. Cuffing the bitch when she fucking, you going outside. I had a dream in the pool, I was swimming through cash. Guess what, man, bitch, I was fucking the first. Go grab them Martellas right there with the first. Pressing on purpose, pressing on purpose. These bitches were missing when I was just hurting. I put your bitch in the Zan and put her on purpose. Purpose was a part of the plan, get millions is worth.
This is DJ Brown Paper Bag, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in, Bags. Keep it baggy.
The enemy, 30,000 to the dentist, drums, 30 extensions, 30. We bring them when we handle business, yeah. We fucking these stars for fitness, back rolls are large, you feel me, I'ma go give me a bag, they gon' be bitter and mad, they already know it's a fact, go to the show with a gap, brown, paper, bags, cash, smashing your hoe on the low and she calling me dash, cuffing the bitch when she fucking, you going outside, I had a dream in the pool, I was swimming through cash. Guess your man, bitch, I was fucking the first. Go grab them Margellas right there with the fur. Blessing on purpose, blessing on purpose. These bitches went missing when I was just hurting. These bitches went missing. Where? I put your bitch in the Zan and put her on Perkins. Perk. This was a part of the plan, get millions is working. Quicker. I put your bitch on Henny and Coca. Coca. You saying your wrist is rocking? Well, I got some boulders. Ice on my neck. Cold shoulder.
Tuning in, Brown Paper Bag enthusiasts.
We all really appreciate it.
Brown Bag Culture.
Brown Bag Culture.
Thank you for the support. Check out our Instagram at Brown Bag Culture.
That's on Insta at Brown Bag Culture. Two B's, one C.
The at sign. I'm going to say B-R-O-W-N.
That's when you press shift and then two at the keyboard on the same time. You get the at symbol.
I will not follow you back. I only follow Dunkin' Donuts, my one true savior. Thank you.
Have a good night, folks.
Thank you very much. Good night.